Arm Aronson of the Total Sports Recall Podcast here to share a winning strategy for Father's Day from our partners at Sterling Roastery. If your dad treats his morning coffee like a pregame ritual, you need to introduce him to the Sterling Roastery lineup. This isn't that stale, over-roasted stuff sitting on our grocery shelf. Sterling roasts their beans multiple times a week for unbeatable freshness. The smart play? A coffee subscription. He gets to choose his grind, from French press to espresso, and his favorite roast, depth. It's a world-class lineup of Java that shows up like a reliable veteran on a perennial powerhouse team. Go to sterlingsoap.com and set him up. He'll thank you with every cup. That's sterlingsoap.com.
Godspeed, Mayor. The date is August 9th, 1910, and the New York City Mayor William Gaynor is standing in front of the deck of a steamship preparing to depart for a vacation. Suddenly, the festive atmosphere is shattered when a disgruntled man named Gallagher, harboring a bitter grudge, steps forward and fires a revolver at point-blank range, seriously wounding the mayor. As a crowd erupts in pure panic and the bleeding mayor falls, a massive figure springs into action. It's William Big Bill Edwards, the city's street cleaning commissioner and a former 6-foot, 225 Princeton football star who ruthlessly charges into the chaos and neutralizes the shooter. But that's only part of the story with this football legend who was born on February 23rd, 1877. I'm your host, Darren Hayes of Pigskin Dispatch, your portal to positive football history, and we're going to go and embark on the story of Big Bill Edwards and the rest of the story of his football career. This forgotten hero used his training on the football field from years earlier, long before he was a larger-than-life civic hero. Big Bill Edwards was defined by his intense determination and meticulous goal-setting. Born in Lisle, New York, he worked incredibly hard as a young student athlete at Lisle High and later at Kiske Prep in Salzburg, Pennsylvania. His ultimate goal was to earn a college diploma, and he dedicated himself to gaining admission into Princeton University. Once there, he proved his work ethic by not only playing football at an elite level, but also working his way through school to succeed academically. His dedication in the classroom culminated in his 1900 graduation, where he was honored as a class orator and master of ceremonies. But while he achieved his academic goals, his physical prowess would soon make him a campus legend. A massive bear-like presence on the field, Edwards was a dominant force who routinely overwhelmed the opposition. Playing guard for the Princeton Tigers from 1896 to 1899, he was a powerful anchor of the line. His ability to make big plays and control the trenches helped lead Princeton to two national championships in 1898 and 1899. In his senior season, he ran the show as the team captain and was recognized as a consensus first-team All-American. But those are not the only moments Edwards was in the spotlight on the gridiron. Edwards went on to become a top official of the gridiron in the years after leaving Princeton. In fact, we spoke about how Big Bill is one of the game officials on December 1903's Pro Football Championship between the Watertown Red Blacks and the Franklin PA All-Stars in her award-winning book, The World's Greatest Pro Gridiron Team. Now, you can find a link to that book in the show notes of this very episode. In 1906, Big Bill Edwards found himself at the center of one of the professional football's earliest controversies when he refereed the opening match of the Ohio League Championship between the Canton Bulldogs and the Maslin Tigers. The two-game series became infamous for the game-rigging scandal that ultimately crippled both franchises and professional football. Members of the Bulldogs were accused of intentionally throwing the championship to Maslin, sparking a firestorm of integrity concerns. While Edwards maintained order on the field for the first leg of the series, he famously was unavailable for the second game. He had already committed to officiating the prestigious Harvard-Yale rivalry game, a testament to his high standing in the collegiate football world. Our friend Timothy Brown of footballarchaeology.com wrote about the 1909 championship between Penn and Carlisle, where the legendary Big Bill Edwards found himself in the crosshairs of a violent sideline brawl. While officiating as the game's umpire, Edwards intervened when Carlisle's Wasunka and Penn's Fretz began exchanging blows. The confrontation escalated between Wasunka struck the former Princeton star in the jaw. Despite his massive frame and reputation for toughness, Edwards displayed remarkable and admirable self-control, opting to professionally eject Wasunka rather than retaliate. When the legendary coach Pop Warner stormed onto the field of protest, Edwards and referee Walter Ockeson stood their ground, tossing Warner from the game as well. Though Carlisle remained resentful towards Edwards for previously scouting their plays for his alma mater, his firm handling of the 1909 melee solidified his reputation as an official who could maintain order and even the umpire strikes back as a literal possibility. However, his football training would lead to the biggest tackle and a peacemaking event of his life. Following his graduation, Big Bill pursued political aspirations in New York City, taking on roles such as a deputy of street cleaning and eventually working his way within the powerful Tammany Hall government machine. By the summer of 1910, the political atmosphere was incredibly tense. Both Edwards and Mayor Gaynor were highly visible figures within the political system, making them targets for public frustration. This threat became a reality on August 9th when Gallagher, a discharged city employee who felt the machine had robbed him of his bread and butter, decided to take a violent revenge on the mayor. The gun went off. Big Bill Edwards didn't hesitate. Relying on his gridiron instincts, he violently tackled and subdued the armed assassin, pinning him to the ground to prevent any further injury to the mayor or the crowd. During a ferocious struggle, Edwards was shot, sustaining a flesh wound to his arm, but his heroic and selfless actions saved the day, and Mayor Gaynor ultimately survived the assassination attempt. For his incredible bravery, Edwards won the international acclaim as he was awarded the Carnegie Medal of Heroism. He continued his successful public service career, eventually being appointed by President Woodrow Wilson as a collector of the Internal Revenue for New York's 2nd District. Decades later, his legacy as a student, a hero, and a dominant athlete was permanently cemented when he was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1971.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hi, everyone. There's a new podcast in town, Statman and Robin. We are the dynamic duo of Baltimore sports history.
We have lots of stories to tell about the great and not so great teams and players in Baltimore's rich sports history, and some of the more obscure ones too.
We grew up together with these teams and players, and we'll add our experiences to these great stories.
Yep, we were there for a lot of them. Join us here on the Sports History Network.